Okay, today's daf is Rosh Hashanah, daf Lama Gimel. As we continue, we're on Lama Beis, Lama Beis by the Mishnah. We have three more days to Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and then we continue. As we know, the next couple of months, about every month, we get to make a Siyum until the beginning of September, October time. That's when we start Yevamos, Ezras Hashem. Okay, but now we are in the Mishnah, Lama Beis, Lama Beis. Second to last Mishnah on the Amud, HaOver Lefnei HaTeva, or Yantiv Shal Rosh Hashanah. So if somebody is the Chazan, HaOver Lefnei HaTeva, that is the Mishnaic way of saying being the Chazan, B'Yantiv Shal Rosh Hashanah, again, like we had at the beginning of the Perek, the Mishnah calls it B'Yantiv Shal Rosh Hashanah, which is already taking a stand on what type of day it is, right? Many nafkaminas and issues relating to the nature of the day of Rosh Hashanah, machlokes ga'onim, whether there is an obligation to fast on Rosh Hashanah, or whether there is an iser to fast on Rosh Hashanah. Right, that reflecting that, is this a Yantiv day or not? It's not one of the Shalosh Regalim, but is not one of the Chagim, but is it a Yantiv? Rosh Hashanah, we paskin, breaks Avelus. The Mishnah of Ezra Shem, that we'll learn in Moed Katan. Right, that reflects something. Yom Kippur breaks Avelus. We'll talk about it more, Ezra Shem, in a couple of minutes. But the fact that the Mishnah calls it B'Yantiv Shal Rosh Hashanah is significant. It doesn't just say Rosh Hashanah. So, what is the Halacha? The one who is the Chazin, Hasheni Maskiya. The Sheni, meaning the Bal Musaf. During Musaf, that is when shofar is blown. Hasheni Maskiya. Which makes it sound like the Ritva points out that the Chazan is not the one that should be blowing the shofar. Maskiya. It doesn't say that the Sheni is Tokeya. The Sheni is Maskiya. Somebody is Maskiya for him. The Ritva says it's an illusion. It's not Padafka, but the Ritva says you get that impression from that word. Kasav Rabbeinu Haigon, says the Ritva. Tahad kamar maskiya v'lomar tokeya sheroi ba'acher sheye tokeya yoser me'ashatz. Kedei shelo yit'e b'tfilaso. Just like we say in Berchas Kohanim, that the Shliach Tzibur ain't an osias kapav. Umihu, im ha-Shliach Tzibur baki, umuvtach shechoz v'tfilaso b'kavara v'lo yit'e tokeya. Right, if there is a chazan that could be the Baal Musaf, who's the Baal Tokeya, and many, sometimes some shtibles have this, but either way, if somebody's the same person, then it's allowed. But Maskiya is alluding to the fact that there's no problem at all with having another person, blow shofar. So Hasheni Maskiya, which also is, we noted yesterday, the Machlokas Rishonim between the Baal Amar and others. The Baal Amar is saying that every Shmona Esrei of Rosh Hashanah gets 9 brachos, while most other Rishonim say only 7, but even the Baal Amar would agree you only blow shofar by one of them. You only blow shofar by Musaf. So here it's clear, right? The Sheni is the Maskiya, not the Rishonim. Even the Baal Amar would agree that shofar is only by one. The other times you say all 9, the Malchus and the shofars do not get shofar along with them. U b'sha'as ha-halel, and at the time of the halel, meaning shachris, after shachris, harishon makri is a halel. The Baal Shachris is the one that says Halal. So Halal goes with Shachris and Shofar goes with Musaf, says the Mishnah. 2 points in the Gemara. Number one, Maishna Sheni Maskiya. Why do we delay blowing Shofar until Musaf time? Mishum, which now gives the impression like the Baal Amor. What do you mean? Because that's when you say Malchus, Rechonis, and Shofars. That's why you're delaying. Sounds like, no, you could have done it by Shachris just as easily. What, you would have switched the 9 Brachas 1 to Shachris 2? That's what the Gemara is also implying in the question. So it also sounds like the Baal Amor. Maishna Sheni Maskiya, why do we blow shofar at the Musaf? Mishum de Barova Badras Melech, because you want more people in shul. There aren't as many people in shul by Shachris. So, amazing, even in the times of the Gemara. So it's talking about the women, it's talking about some men that came late. But either way, why do you delay? Mishum de Barova Badras Melech, because more people doing a mitzvah is greater glory for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Ihachi Halal Nami Neima B'Sheni. So why don't you delay Halal too? Mishum de Barov Am Hadras Melech. Why don't you delay that too? So Ella, go back. Maishna Halel de Barishon. So why did you do Halel in the earlier, in Shachris? We should this reason Makdim la Mitzvos. Tkiyanami Nevid Barishon. We should this reason Makdim la Mitzvos. Right? So that's the question. Why is there a difference between Halel and Shofar? Answers the Gemara. Amar of Yochanan Bishaz Gzeres Hamalchus Shanu. What are we talking about? A case of Gzeres Hamalchus. Therefore, what? What gzera? Rashi Tosas. Rashi. Oivim Gazru Shalo Yisku. The Oivim, the enemies, made a gzera, no shofar. No shofar. Vaya Orvim, Laham, Kol She Shos, Lakates, Tila Shachris. And they stayed around throughout Shachris, making sure we don't blow. What? They think we daven twice. They stay through Shachris. They see we're not blowing shofars, then they leave. And that's why we moved it over to Musaf. So we could blow, right? Because they were here, the first cut is not one of the Yahari Val Yavars. So we didn't blow by shachris. But what does it sound like from this line of the Gemara? That if we had our druthers, if we could do whatever we want, we'd blow by shachris. Zrizin magdimin would beat out Baraba Madras Melech. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara according to Rashi. If you look at Tosfos says, aye, so what about Bismanazeh when is Batel Hagzera? Right, and there's nobody breathing down our neck now, Baruch Hashem, not allowing us to blow shofar. We don't go back. Tosfos continues that svara, saying, who knows? We don't know what tomorrow will bring. We're waiting for Mashiach, but who knows? Sometimes we're worried, Shema Yachzor Dover, maybe it's going to happen again, so we leave it as it is. So, pshat number one. Tosfos then continues and says, but according to the Rishalmi, it's a different type of gzeira. It wasn't a gzeira that, oh, they said no shofar. It was a gzeira that we didn't want them to think that we were rebelling against them. And we were fighting them. And if you wake up in the morning and you hear horns blowing, okay, let's go! They'll feel like we're rebelling. So if it's delayed, so then, oh, they're praying. Who's blowing shofar in the middle? You don't wait to attack till 12 o'clock in the afternoon. That's not the time for attack. It's in the morning, so if they're blowing later, they'll realize, oh, it is part of the tefillah. So if that's the case, that's why they made it during Musaf. When they see it's part of the tefillah, so then they'll realize that it is not something that is part of any type of rebellion. A different pshat that Tosfos says, according to the Yerushalmi, he thinks that works out better than just saying it's a gzeira, because then you say it's so this is something that, you know, throughout the generations also we delay it. Zrizim Akdim al-Mitzvahs versus other issues comes up many times throughout the world of halacha, right? One of the more common occurrences, discussions is the Shulchan Aruch and the Vilna Gaon regarding Kiddush Levana. Zrizim Akdim al-Mitzvahs versus Barovam Hadras Melech. Right, let's say it's Tuesday night and I want to do Kiddush Levana. But I'm not in my Shabbos clothes, and we know Kiddush Levana is like greeting Mekabel Prei Hashchina. And number two, Rov Am Hadras Melech delaying. So what wins, Rizus or Barov Am? So that's a machlokes. Many poskim, the Ramah says to delay it, and the Vilna Gaon always says Rizum Akdim L'Mitzvahs. Do it before Tisha B'Av, do it before Yom Kippur. The Gra always says Rizum, as Rizum Am. Or comes up, what about regarding a Bris Milah or a Pidyon HaBen? So the minhag of Bris Milah generally is done after Shacharis. What about Pidyon HaBen? What happens if I could do a Pidyon HaBen later in the day and more people would come because it's after work and it's a special, unique ceremony that hardly ever comes up, and you say a Shechianu there, even if it's Laretz, unlike a Bris Milah, versus Rizim HaKdimin, I want to do it in the morning, but Yashkim Avram HaBoker, like Bris Milah. So do you delay because of Barov Am or Zrizus? So again, there the minhag many places is to delay it. So Barov Am, because you want more people to come. So different minhagim in different context, but this is an important issue: Zrizus versus Barov Am Hadras Melech. Again, as I pointed out, the Rashba points out that this Gemara sounds like the Baal Amor that you would say nine brachas one esrays each time. Okay, let's continue. Mita Kamar by the two dots. Mita Kamar b'shas Halel. Michla the Rosh Hashanah leka Halel. What does the Mishnah say? At the time of the Halel, Harishon Makri u'b'shas Halel. Harishon Makri is a Halel. It means on days other than Rosh Hashanah. At the time of Halel on Rosh Hashanah, so that's when you say Halel, on days you say Halel. So says the Gemara, you don't say Halel on Rosh Hashanah. Leka Halel, my time, or why not? Amar B'Yavo, this was such a problem, it wasn't only a problem in this world. This was a problem, this was a question up in Shemayim. Amru Malachi Asharis Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malachim asked Hashem. Amazing. There aren't so many questions that we have in Shas that the Malachim asked Hashem. Where else do we have a question? Well, we have the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Peches. The Malachim asked Hashem, why are you giving the Torah to Am Yisrael? So that's one that the Malachim should have asked. But this one has nothing to do with the Malachim. We had another one in Brachas Dav Chaf. But the Malachim asked Hashem, you're not fair. It says that, lo yisafan, you're not allowed to show favoritism in the world. And it says, yisa Hashem panav elecha, v'yasen lecha shalom, you show favoritism to Am Yisrael. Not fair, the Malachim. So there again, it's the Malachim saying how Hashem rules the world is not fair. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu there said, well, they even bench on a kezias. So they go out of the way for me, so I'm going to go out of the way for them. But here, it's nothing to do with them. L'chora. Right? The Jews aren't saying halal on Rosh Hashanah. And they said, why not? As if the Shira of Am Yisrael, anytime, affects the universe. And that's why the Malachim are getting involved. What's their problem? What are they asking? This isn't about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ruling the world. Let the Jews do whatever they want to do. No, what the Jews do affects the universe. Like Rav Chaim Volozhin talks about in Nefesh HaChayim, every word of tefillah has unbelievable hashpahs in Shamayim. We have no idea. So here too, the Malachim Es Hashem, Amru Malachim Esher Ezel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Mipnei Ma, that's the name of Hashem that the Malachim used. Ribono Shel Olam. Right, of the universes. Mipnei ma ein Yisrael omrim shira lefanecha b'Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim. Why don't they say shira to you on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Amar lahem, Hashem says, I'll give you an answer. Efshar melech yoshev al kisei din. V'sifre chayim v'sifre meisim suchem lefanav. V'Yisrael omrim shira. The books of life and death are open. Today's the day they're judged, as we've already had. Is this appropriate? It's appropriate to say it's appropriate to do tshuva. It's appropriate to maybe recognize that I am the king and I remember everything and the like. But to sing Shira to me, it's not appropriate. Not today. That's not the day of Rosh Hashanah. The Shaila is, how do you understand this answer? Is this answer of the Gemara saying it's totally inappropriate to say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah? Totally inappropriate. Meaning, there's no real element of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah, as we were just alluding to in the name of Yantav Shal Rosh Hashanah. It's totally inappropriate. Or is the Gemara saying that maybe it's a Yantif, you should, the Malachim had a Havamina, it's not totally rejected, but there's a counter pressure, right, that it's also Yamadin, and it's not appropriate. So how do you understand this? And this goes to the root of the issue, what is the day of Rosh Hashanah? Right, there's a fascinating machlokas quoted here in the Ran. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, do you say Tzidkas Chatzedek? That's the question of the Ran. The Ran has three opinions. How can there be three opinions? Is it yes or no question? The Ran has three opinions. Number one, the Ran says, you don't say it. You don't say Tzidkas Chatzedek. Why? It's a Yontif. It's a Yontif. Number one. Number two, says the Ran, you do say Tzidkas Chatzedek, because it's not a Yontif. And the other opinion is, you don't say Tzidkas Chatzedek because it's Rosh Chodesh. Meaning, fundamentally, it's not a Yontif, but it's Rosh Chodesh also. It's the Rosh Chodesh of Tishrei. So even though we don't talk about it too much, but it's Rosh Chodesh. So again, the root of that, it's just a detail. Do you say Tzidkas Chatzedek? Okay. The answer, but that reflects something great about the day itself. So this question about Hallel. So we don't say Hallel. So how do the Rishonim formulate the fact that we don't say Hallel? So the Rambam has a well-known formulation in Hilchos Chanukah where he talks about the halachas of Hallel. The Rambam says in Hilchos Chanukah, v'lo Hallel Shachana. First, the Rambam has his shita that all Hallel is Durabanan. That's the Rambam shita. All Hallel we say throughout the year is Durabanan. And then he says we have 18 days we say Hallel, full Hallel. 18 days, the 8 days of Sukkot, and the 8 days of Hanukkah, and the first day of Pesach, and Shavuos. But Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim, ein bohem Hallel. Why not? Lefi shehein yimei tshuva v'yira v'fachad, lo yimei simcha yaseira. There's that key word. It's days of tshuva, yira, and pachad. They're not days of simcha yaseira. That's the key word. Meaning, sounds like there is simcha. There's no simcha yaseira. And you need Simcha Yisera to be Mechayiv Hallel. So it's somewhere in the middle. It's a tempered Simcha. That's why there can be some Gonim that say you have to fast, and some say that you're not allowed to fast. What does the Shulchan Aruch say? In Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to have a Suda. We pass on like the Gonim, there's a Chiv Suda on Rosh Hashanah. But Lo Yimali Kresam. You shouldn't go overboard at the Suda on Rosh Hashanah. The Maharshal, Rav Shlomo Luria says he didn't eat fish on Rosh Hashanah. Because he loved fish, he wanted some hecker that it was a different day than the other holidays, so he didn't eat fish on Rosh Hashanah. That was the Marshal's own siyag. But this is the issue about how do we look at the day of Rosh Hashanah. There's also an amazing formulation in Pirshei Mishnayos right here. The Rambam right here in the Pirshei Mishnayos discusses the day of Rosh Hashanah, also about Hallel. Here's his line. Why don't you say Hallel? The Pirshei Mishnayos. Lefi shehen yemei avoda hachna'a v'fachad umora mei Hashem. It's a day of awe from God. V'yir'e mimenu, and fear from Him. U'mivrach u'manos elav, and a day of escape and protection to Him. So many Achronim point out, the Rambam's going in different directions here. The first phrase is Mei Hashem, and the next phrase is Elav. How do you have both? Are you running to, or are you running from? There it is again. Mora me Hashem, v'yira mimenu, u'mivrach u'manos, a love. So what is it? So this is a day in the middle. This is a day that we are called upon to have opposite emotions. Opposite emotions. Related to this, just to help explain it, is Rabbeinu Yonah that we've quoted in the past in Brachas. Rabbeinu Yonah, at the beginning of the fifth parak in Brachas, says, usually there is something called a love-hate relationship. You love, you hate, but that doesn't mean at the same time. It means that sometimes there's love, sometimes there's hate. Sometimes there's running to, sometimes there's running against. But there's one relationship in the world which could be not love-hate, but love and awe at the same time. Running to and running away at the same time. And that's our relationship with Hashem. Relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Pasuk says, V'gilu bir'ada. We have to rejoice in trembling. Gilu bir'ada. How do you do that? What does it mean, gilu bir'ada? Are you rejoicing or are you trembling? Says Rabbeinu Yonah. There, Chaf Aleph Aman Aleph in the Daf Arif. He says, even though regarding human relationships, you cannot have such a thing. If I'm scared, if I'm in awe of somebody, I'm just running away, conceptually. When I ponder the greatness of God, the yareimi panav, and I fear him. At the same time, yismach the yagil ba'osa yira, mipnei sheba'emsa isa misorer l'kayem ha-mitzvahs, v'sas v'ne'elas b'kiyuma. Sheyodeya, I will rejoice, I will be in ecstasy. Kischaro ito upulaso l'fanav v'chulu. And this is what it means. Ivdu as Hashem b'yira, and ivdu as Hashem b'simcha. How could you have both? The answer is, yeah, both by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The most unique day relating to that is Rosh Hashanah. Because it's a day of both. It's a day of awe, and it's a day of simcha, because we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. He is our Father. But that is all. That's how you can have Yira Mimenu u'mivrachu manos elav. It's both a day of Mimenu and a day of elav. Okay, let's continue. Again, obviously there's a lot more here, but next mission. Shofar shall Rosh Hashanah. Now we're getting into some halachas of shofar. Ein ma'avir in alav es ha-tchum. You're not allowed to go outside the tchum to get the shofar. If it's sitting outside of 2,000 amos, you can't get it. Even though tchumin, pashas, according to Rov Tanoim, except Rabbi Akiva, is an issa d'rabanan. Still can't violate it, as the Gemara will say. Ve mafakan alav es ha-gal, and I can't, let's say the shofar is under rubble. Moving rubble is only an issa d'rabanan and a muksa. So still, I can't violate that issur d'rabbanan. Meaning, what's the chiddush of this one, as compared to the previous line? Maybe even an issur d'rabbanan she'ein lo ikur min haTorah. Right? It's not a gzeira siyog mishum something. We had in Beitza, muksa is a created area of halacha by the rabbis. It's not based on a pashtus, not based on a gzeira. The Rambam gave three reasons for muksa, but it's a ein lo ikur min haTorah. So even there, lo olin be'ilon, v'lo rachon agabi behema, v'lo shaltan afrei amayim. You can't do any of these. You can't climb a tree to get the shofar. Can't ride an animal. Can't shaltan afrei amayim beyond the water. Vein chot chinoso, and you can't cut it. What does that mean? The Tiferes Yisrael says either cut it from the animal or cut it to make it shorter. Either way, bein bedavar shumishim shvus, bein bedavar shumishim lo sase. There the Mishnah says it explicitly. I can't even violate an issur d'rabbanan to be able to get the shofar to do the isser, the mitzvah d'oraisa. Aval imratza litein l'tocho mayim o yayin yitein. I'm allowed to rinse it. That's not tikkun mana. It's already a shofar without it. I'm allowed to rinse it. That is not a problem of any malacha. Period. Ein ma'akvenes ha-tinokos miliskoa. If children are practicing blowing, we do not prevent them from practicing blowing. Is this talking about on Rosh Hashanah after you're finished blowing the shofar? Is this talking about Rosh Hashanah that falls out on Shabbos? Well, we'll see. So you're not allowed to prevent, you don't have to prevent the tinokos from blowing shofar. Aval misaskin imayim ad sheyilmadu. But you are involved with them until they learn. Meaning you're allowed to help children practice blowing shofar until they learn how to do it. Misaskin imayim. There are 2 days in Rabbeinu Manoach on the Rambam whether you're allowed to even blow for them to show them how to do it. Or does misaskin always mean they're doing it and you could kind of give them pointers, but you're not allowed to blow it themselves? Again, either after you were already yotzi the mitzvah, so then there's no point of a shofar on Rosh Hashanah if you're already yotzi the mitzvah, unless somebody else needs to be yotzi the mitzvah. So it might be a type of muksa issue on Rosh Hashanah, or something about Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. So that is for sure, muksa. V'hamis'asek, last line, we'll talk about all of these lines in the Gemara. V'hamis'asek lo yatsa. And if somebody's being misasek, let's say somebody's just like playing around with a shofar, not focusing on even blowing it. Right, focusing on it, it's a toy. Oh, does this make a sound? V'hashomea mina misasek lo yatsa. So you're not yotzi if you do that, because you have to have in mind to at least do a maisa tzkia. And if I hear from a misasek, I am not yotze either. Good. There's a lot to talk about, even just on this Mishnah, but let's just do the first line. My time, shofar asehu. What is the reason that you're not allowed to be docha any of these isurim to get the shofar? My time, shofar asehu. V'yantif aseh v'losa aseh. Shofar is a mitzvah aseh daraisa. Yantif, though, is an aseh and a losa aseh. V'ein aseh docha losa aseh v'aseh. So that's good for the isurim daraisas. You can't violate a nisa daraisa to get the shofar because that's ein aseh docha losa aseh. Right, so that is what's that referring to in the Mishnah? Which line in the Mishnah is an Isidaraisa? The Gemara says my taima. So maybe that means tchum. Maybe it means maybe this is a riot to the Rambam. The Rambam says even though we don't pass like Rabbi Akiva, that 2,000 amos is not daraisa. Maybe the farther tchum, 24,000 amos, that is daraisa. That's what the Rambam and the Rif holds and the Sefer Achinuch holds. The Ramban holds all tchum in his Darabanan. So you got to figure out according to the Ramban which line in the Mishnah tells us that you're not allowed to violate an Issa Daraisa, except for the last line. Maybe he's just referring to the last line. Bein b'davar shu mishim lo sasei. That's how the Ramban would read it. It's still unusual because usually the My Time is in the Gemara go in order. And now we're about to ask from the next line of the Mishnah, which is Durabanan. La olin b'ilan v'la rochon agabe behema. We'll do this line and then we'll talk. Hashta Durabanan amart lo Daraisa mi boy. The first lines of the Gemara say it's already Asa Durabanan. So for sure Daraisas. Are not doche. So the Gemara says, Zuvein Sarach Lomar Zuktani. Right, so it means you're right. It said the bigger Kiddush first. There is a question exactly how to read this question. Rashi reads the question a little differently, but we'll leave it at that. The Ritva here on the Mishnah. The Ritva and the Ran have a couple of very important comments. First, the Ritva says, explaining why can't you violate even an Issa D'Rabbanan. Why not? If there's a mitzvah say she'ein bokaris, meaning anything other than Mila and Karban Pesach, the Chachamim, in order to give their halacha strength and teeth, they said even b'makam a mitzvah, meaning they have the power to knock out a mitzvah say daraisa. Then they wouldn't knock out Karban Pesach. That is number one. Ask the Ritva the question that the Taz made famous. But it's really a Ritva. A Ritva right here in our Mishnah. Ask the Ritva. Blowing shofar on Sukkis is Asa D'Rabbanan because it's a musical instrument. Blowing shofar on Pesach is also because the musical instrument is a Durabanan. So forget Rosh Hashanah falling on Shabbos. How about Rosh Hashanah falling on Tuesday? You shouldn't be able to blow shofar because it's blowing a musical instrument. It's an Issa Durabanan. You should knock it out. Says the Ritva, that can't be. The Eina She'ela. The Dafka Be'elu She'ein Machshire Mitzvah. O Mitzvah She'ena Zman Kavua. They can only knock it out if it's a preparatory stage or if it's a mitzvah that doesn't have a Zman Kavua. U'pa'amim She'tiskayim HaMitzvah Al Yado O Al Yedei Achirim. So that the mitzvah would be fulfilled at some other point. Avalidchos Mitzvah Gufa Bizmana HaKavua. To knock out a mitzvah totally, you'll never do the mitzvah? If the Torah says to do something, the Chachamim do not have the authority to knock it out. They can say, don't blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah falls down on Shabbos. They can't say, don't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. That's knocking out a mitzvah legamrei. They can't do that. The Torah says, do this mitzvah. So the Chachamim don't have that power. She'imkein nimseis mitzvah zu mispatelas mikol Yisrael la'olam ve'ein anasis ve'ech yesu legamrei v'yistru mashasif satorah. Right? That's the exact same idea that the Taz says in Ilchos Rosh Hashanah, Tov Kuf Peches, he Bastama didn't have a Ritva on Rosh Hashanah. Right? But we have the Ritva. The Ritva says it as well here too. The Ritva then adds another point. umistavra, all of these halachos, the dafka shvus sha'al yidei Yisrael, lo dachinon, misha mitzvah shofar, kidektani mastisan, avol shvus de shvus, dachinon. If you could get a non-Jew to climb the tree, to go out of the tchum, to do any of these, that would be okay. Right, and then he quotes another day in the Rishonim, but that is what we paskin, as we know, a double shvus. If you ask it, if we ask a non-Jew to do an isidur rabbanan, a shvus to shvus b'makom something, b'makom mitzvah, b'makom tsar rabin, b'makom choli. So whenever there's a tzorech, you can't just ask a non-Jew to do an isidur rabbanan for you stam. But if there is a tzorech that's defined as enough of its tzorech in halacha, so then that would be mutter. A double shvus b'makom. You have a non-Jew. You opened up your fridge on Friday night, and you're like, oh, the light wasn't turned off, or the bulb was usually off, and then somehow it got on. So I can't close my fridge. I can't close it. Even though, why am I closing? Is it nisa d'oraisa to close the fridge, or nisa d'rabbana to close the fridge? I'm closing it, not because I want the light off, but because I just want to close my fridge. Maybe that's a blach shen siyuch legufa, which is an nisa d'rabbanan. I'm still not allowed to do it. I can't violate d'rabbanans. But what if I have a non-Jew there? So a non-Jew closing the refrigerator, a double shvus, b'makom, you're going to leave the fridge open, all the food's going to spoil. Might not be good for the motor of the fridge. Hefsid mamon. So there's more flexibility once it's an iser, a double d'rabbanan. And then the Ritva adds one more point. Again, this Ritva is chock full right here on the Mishnah. The Ritva says one more point. Let me remind everyone what my grand Rebbe said. What did my grand Rebbe the Ramban say in Parshas Emor? And I quoted this back in Masechet Shabbos, but I need to remind you again. And that is, Isurei Durabanan on Shabbos and Yontif aren't just Isurei Durabanan. They're not like other Isurei Durabanan in Halacha. Basar Of Bechalav is just an Issa Durabanan. And other Isurei Durabanan are just Issa Durabanan. But Isurei Durabanan of Shabbos and Yontif have a Kiyam Da'oraisa. Why? They help create the day. That's the Ramban's Chiddush in Parshas Emor, but right here the Ritva, his grand Talmud, quotes it. Tzarech alameida to call my dear Amrina, but call duchta shvus drabanan lav lameimra she'en lanu shvus min haTorah klal. It doesn't mean it's purely drabanan. After all, the name shvus, which is the unique name given to Isurei drabanan on Shabbos and Yontif, where does that word come from? Shvusim comes from the word Shabbason. It comes from the word of create the day as a day of rest. Shabbason. When we say Shabbos dik, that is from the word Shabbason. De'im kein, because without the Isurei D'Rabbanan of Shabbos, you could have a regular weekday. You could open up your store where there's an Erev. You could charge people on credit. You could schlep things from here to there without violating any Issa D'Oraisa. Says the Ramban, the Isurei D'Rabbanan help create the Avira of the day. De'im kein, nifsa Shabbos, kechom, in HaTorah. Hachaniyos, psuchos, otzros, tzuv, v'yayin, metaltzal, and chafatzim, elakachi, karen, shal, dvarim. Bichlal, mitzvahs, asei, shvus, shal, Torah. Lishbos, mimalachos. Yesh, lishbos, mikol, shvus, dera, klal. Shal, laso, Shabbos, kechol. El, bechol, prat, uprat, ki, avile, vizar, be'idav, telavi, Shabbos, kechol. V'nimsa, sheish, lishvos, ikr, min HaTorah. This has to do on a daraisa level. Vizu margalit shebiadenu, mi rabbeinu haramban, mi pimarenu. This is a pearl that I have from the rabbeinu, the ramban, that I have from my rabbi, the Rashba. Right? This is it. This is the Mesorah, the ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva right here. He quotes that, and he quotes that a few places in his commentary on Shas. I mean, he gets very excited about this idea, but it comes from the ramban in Parshas Emor. So we should also be excited about it. Baruch Hashem. Okay. Let's continue. Let's get to today's daf. V'ein chot chenoso. Bein b'davar shu mishum shvus, bein b'davar shu mishum losas. You're not allowed to cut the shofar, whether it's an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanan. Mishum shvus, what does that mean? Mishum shvus, maglus of the Ran. The Gemara now here adds in what the Mishnah would be referring to. How do you cut it? Mishum shvus magla. You use something that is unusual to cut the shofar with. A big sickle. Lo sase sakina. Lo sase means with a knife. Hashem mishum shvus amar lo. Lo sase mi boi. It's a chiddush. Just say the issa d'oraisa. Zuvein sarach lomer zuktani. Fine. Avalam rasa liten l'toka mayim o yayin yiten. You could rinse it with water or wine. Mayim o yayin in. Mei raglayim lo. The Mishnah says water or wine. Mashma that mei raglayim, which pashtus means what we call mei raglayim, urine, right, pashtus, that you can't use. There are some Rishonim here, less known Rishonim, that say, oh, mei raglayim here means an herb that's called mei raglayim. Not really mei raglayim. And it's still not allowed because it's not nice to use even an herb with that name. So either way. So Miriam lo masisan mani abasholi. Titania abasholo mer maim oyain mutter ketela tzachzecho to make it shiny. Miriam aser mipnei hakavod. So again, the pashas is what we call Miriam, but if not, not. And as we always like to mention, Meraglayim literally is water of your legs, right? There's no unique word in Lashon HaKodesh for that item, because that's what makes it Lashon HaKodesh, according to the Rambam, the Mor Nevuchim. Good. Ein ma'akvin es atinokos miliskoa. We don't prevent the children from practicing, from blowing, meaning ha'nashim ma'akvin. Mashba, that women, we would be ma'akev. Once we're talking about people who are not obligated in shofar. So we would allow the children, but women, why would we allow it? Why would we allow it? Because of the mitzvah of chinuch. We would be allow it, but nashim, we would be ma'akev. Rashi, crucial Rashi. Let's read it now, and this is a huge discussion. Hanashim ma'akvin, dipturas lagamri, because they're totally putter. It's not even chinuch for them. The mitzvah asesha's van gramahu. Here's the five words. V'chitaki ika baltosif. Whoa. When they blow, they're going to violate Baal Tosef. Really? They're going to violate Baal Tosef? That's pretty extreme. Look on the side. Ayin Marsha. The Marsha can't believe it. What are you talking about? Violating Baal Tosef? There's no Baal Tosef. They're not having kavanah to enter to the mitzvah. They know they're potter. They want to do the mitzvah. So the Marsha, what is Rashi talking about? Violating Baal Tosef. My Baal Tosef Shayachacha, says the Marsha. Dolo Shayach Lameimer Baal Tosef Ela Ba'ose HaMitzvah Umosef Alei. Avi Havile Lamemar, what Rashi should have said was, V'chitaki Havi Isura Durabanan, D'shelo B'makom Mitzvah Ika Isura Durabanan B'tekiyah. Right, it should be no, that when do women do Zman Grama is when there's no counter pressure. There's no downside. But here there's a downside. This is a Durabanan of musical instruments on Shabbos and Yantif. So that's what they shouldn't have done. It's not Baal Tosef. They're not doing the Mitzvah here. So that's a difficulty of Rashi. If you look at the Sifrei Chachamim here, he has a suggestion which he says, I know it's a Chiddush, I know it's Derech Pilpul, but this is my suggestion. Maybe Rashi is not saying literally that if women blow the shofar, they're going to violate Baal Tosef. It just means that they're going to learn a Kal V'Chomer from this allowance. If we're allowed to blow shofar, even though we're not obligated, hashtab mitzvah shana b'turon legamre, kitzkiya shofar, mutter lana litkoa, v'la'aso iser d'rabanan, kol shekein b'mitzvah shana m'chuyavin bohen, shemutter lana l'hosif. If we're allowed to add on, here we're not even obligated, and we're allowed to do it, so surely mitzvah that we're obligated, we're allowed to add on and do it, even though we're not obligated. So it's not that you're going to violate Baal Tosef here, but it can lead to Baal Tosef. And he says, maybe it's even meduyik in Rashi. Because what does Rashi say? V'chitaki doesn't say Avriya Baal Tosef. It says Ika Baal Tosef. Exists Baal Tosef. Where? Maybe in the chash that they're going to run with it. So that could be, he says, Gam Shapir Zer Rachok, Afal Pikein Kosafti B'derach Pilpul. Okay, here's a suggestion, even though I know it's not the pashas. But either way, back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, so we will allow children, but not women. 1 minute, v'atanya, ima'akvin, lo asad nochash, lo asad tinochas, v'laskol b'yatif. The Brisa says we would allow women also. Amar Abaya, lo kasha, har b'yuda, har b'yosi, rib shimin, machlokes tanoim. How flexible are we with mitzvos that women are peturos from? Titanya, daberol b'nei Yisrael. Says the beginning of Ayikra. B'nei Yisrael somchin ve'ein b'nos Yisrael somchos. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. B'nei Yisrael do smicha and not b'nos Yisrael. If a woman brings a karban, the Tanakhama holds, Rebbe Yehuda holds, they do not do smicha. There is an iser d'rabanan of using a karban, hishtamshus b'bal chay of the karban, but when there's a mitzvah of smicha, which I have to lean on the animal, b'chol kochi, so I'm allowed to do that because the mitzvah of smicha overrides. It's the Tchila Maisa Shchita. But women, so Rabbi Yehuda, though, has a diuk that only Bnei Yisrael have the mitzvah of smicha and not Benos Yisrael. So because they're exempt, they can't do it. That is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, no. Nashim, Somchos, Rishus. No, they can do it if they want to. They can do it if they want to. Even though they're not obligated to, they can do it because it's a mitzvah. And once they do the mitzvah, it is okay. So too, we would say, this is not a Zman Grama. Smicha zan is not a gram. It's just a diuk, a miyut that they're excluded. So too, the Gemara is saying, we would say the same thing by zvan gram is, by shofar, whether they would be allowed to, even if they are not obligated. Good. Tosfos here, there are three or four Tosfos in like this in Shas. All Tosfos discusses here the issue of Zman Grumas. Number one, first and foremost, could women make a bracha on Zman Grama? So, famous sheet of Tosfos, right here, and in Tainis, and in Brachos, Tosfos holds, yes. Tosfos says, I think that women can make a bracha on Zman Grama. If you're having a shofar blowing just for women, then you can make a bracha on that. That is not a problem. See in the third skinny line. Umutaros levarech al mitzvahs aseish azman grama, Tosfos says. Women can make the bracha. Avagav de peturas mina mitzvah, mina dvar mitzvah hi. Umis askos, kamo, like Michal Baskushi, Michal Esei, Shaisa Gamavareches, right? Different discussions in Shas. Then he toasts, one of Tosfos is Rayas. Gemara Tosfos Baba Kama also quotes this. One of his rayas is the Gemara where Rav Yosef says, I originally used to, Rav Yosef was blind. He used to say, I originally made a party when I heard that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a blind man is pater for mitzvahs. So Rabbi Yosef says, originally I used to make a party because I was pater. I was doing the mitzvah anyway. So I used to make a party. But now that I hear the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, so I don't make a party. Fine. But, says Tosfos, would he have made a party if he could do all the mitzvahs without making the brachas on the mitzvahs? Tosfos says, I can't believe that. So Tosfos uses that as one of his rayas, that you're allowed to make a bracha on a mitzvah that you're pater from. I vitzivanu, it's okay, as long as the world is vitzivanu. As long as men are vitzivanu, that's good enough. That is the shita of Tosfos, as we know. The Rambam and other Chachmei Svarad say no way. The Rambam says you can't make a bracha on Zman Grama. Women cannot make a bracha on shofar or lulav because one of the issues is vitzivanu, and there are other issues, but that is, again, is a machlokas Bali Tosfos and the Rambam, and it turns into a machlokas Mechaber and the Rama. The Mechaber and Hilchos Shofar says no bracha on women's shofar. They can do the mitzvah, but no bracha. And the Rama says they can make a bracha. So generally, we say that women can do the mitzvah aseish azman grama, but the machlokas is about the bracha. There are a few mitzvos that have a downside, have counter pressure, and therefore, even though it's zman grama, women do not do the mitzvah. Which ones are that? There are a number of them. Number one, tefillin, as we've spoken about in the past, right? The problem with tefillin of gufnaki, and that's why men don't wear it bizman azeh, right? Wearing tefillin is risky. That's why men don't wear tefillin all day anymore. But we don't have a choice, so we have to wear tefillin for a minimum, so we wear it for davening. But women have a choice. They don't have to wear tefillin. So the halacha is they shouldn't wear tefillin. Because if there's no need to, tzitzis, right, might be a issue of begad ish, meaning originally maybe, but right now, because of the past 2,000 years, 3,000 years, women have not worn tzitzis, so it has come to be begad ish. Aliyah l'regel, bringing their own karbanos, that might be an issue of chulin bazara, if they're pater, right, so by a number of these, there is a smicha, right here, smicha by animals, hishtamshus bebehema. So whenever there is counter pressure, then we say that it should not be done, even though generally it is not a problem. Just one other, you know, maybe we'll continue now, but if we have time, we'll come back. The other discussion in Tosfos here. Tosfos says, why is it that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that a suma is patur min ha-mitzvos, we are obligate them in midrabanan, though, in the mitzvos. While women, if they're patur from zman gramas, we don't say they're obligated midrabanan. Why by Summa do we bump it up and say they're at least obligated to Rabbanan and not by women? So Tosfos says, well, by a Summa, if we don't obligate them in mitzvahs, they're going to be like a non-Jew. So we have to obligate them. Women at least will have the non-Zman Grumas that they'll do. But a Summa, Tosfos says, it's just going to be, if you look in like the 20th wide line, he says, V'ochelo yeroya kinachri, dimpatartele mikol mitzvos, nimsa de'inu noi, v'toros yisrael klau. But a woman has all many mitzvahs. Ask all the Achronim on Tosfos. What are you talking about? What about the Losan says? When Rabbi Yehuda says, assume it's part of our mitzvahs, does he mean that he can eat treif and be Machal Shabbos and do everything? So doesn't that give him Kedushas Yisrael? So what do you see from Tosfos? Explains Rabbi Kiva Eger in Yerodea Simon Aleph. What do you see from Tosfos? That not doing the Losan says doesn't give you Kedushas Yisrael. Doesn't reflect Kedushas Yisrael. Doing mitzvahs, that reflects Kedushas Yisrael. That's the pashtus. There is a radical shita in the Sefer HaMachria, that's a separate Sefer from the Tosfos Rid, where he says, well, there's no problem with with the Suma doing any of the mitzvahs because he's not obligated in the Baltosav anyway. Because Rabbi Yehuda says he's part of all mitzvahs. It sounds like from that line in the Machria that he even could violate Losa says, which the Haggah on the side of the Sefer Machria can't fathom. It's impossible. What? A Suma is allowed to violate all of Erishab Olam, Isserish, and Shabbos, and Kashrus, and it's very, very difficult. But the Pashas is that, like Tosfos says, and the Pshat of Tosfos is that the chilek between Aseis and Los Aseis. Okay. Fighter. You could be involved in them even when Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos. Tanya Mihalchi Mizaska Ben Ashi Yomadu Afilu B'Shabbos V'Makunatinokas Milatkoa B'Shabbos V'Enzorach Lomar B'Yantif. You don't have to stop them. Hagufa Kasha, 1 minute. Amart Misaskin Ben Ashi Yomadu. The first line says you could be involved until they learn Afilu B'Shabbos. Amo Lachadchila Amrinan Taku. Even Lachadchila. You shall be misasking them. Tell them to take it out and practice. V'Hadar Tana Ein Ma'akvin Ikuvahu Dolo Ma'akvin on Halachadchila Lo Amrinan Taku. So it sounds like it's only b'diavad. Lo kasha, kan b'katan shigia l'chinach, kan b'katan shalo igia l'chinach. It depends the age of a child. Okay, which direction? Which is better? Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says, a katan that already reached the age of chinach, then you could do l'chadchila, because he's involved in the mitzvah, and therefore no problem. But, a katan shalo igia l'chinach, so then you should not, because there's no mitzvah of chinuch yet. Tosfos says the opposite. Tosfos is on the bottom of the previous amud. Tosfos says, no, maybe shelo higia l'chinuch, you don't have to worry about him so much. Let him do whatever he wants. But he higia l'chinuch, so then already he has to be like an adult. If he's like an adult, then he has to control himself. Good. That is the discussion. If you look in the Chashuke Chemet here, I'm just saying this because it shows you, this just came out, Mamish, right before this Pesachta. Rosh Hashanah, why? How do I know? Because right here on this daf, he says, I had a shaila. What shaila did I have? Let me just read it because he gives the date here, which is important because it just happened about a month ago. Shaila b'Shabbos Yud Aleph l'Chodesh Tevis Tavshinayin Dalad. Right now there was a big snowstorm in Yerushalayim and all the Makamos, and there was a father that was telling a child stop playing in the snow, right? And the child wasn't interested really. He says, it never snows here in Yerushalayim so much. I'm playing in the snow. And he plays. And the father says it again. And the shaila he has that was asked was, how much, if a father asked a child something, and he realizes that it's a gzeirish in a tzibur yichol lamod bo, the child is not going to listen. How much should a parent push? Because the more he pushes, the more the child is violating kibud av eim. So there's a parent, once a parent knows the child's not going to listen, what's the balance? Very important shaila that comes up all the time, right? If a parent knows, a parent has a chiv of chinuch, but the parent also has to realize that a child is a child. And if a child never sees snow and he's out there and, you know, he's violating the Issa Durabanan, possibly, of, so that's a, that was the shaila, but it has to do with Mamish, what happened a few months ago. Weiter. V'amisasek lo yatsa, the Mishnah said, if somebody's misasek, in blowing, he's not yotze. Hatokeh alashir yatsa. Misasek means he doesn't even have kavana to do a maisa tkia. Mashba, that if he has kavana to do a maisa tkia, even just for pleasure, yatsa is yotze. Lema mesayle the rabba. This proves rabba to Amar Rabba, who we had earlier, hatokeh alashir yatsa. Is this a Mishnah or Raya to Rava? Answer the Gemara, maybe not. Zilma tokeh alashir, nami misasek karile. Maybe misasik would have a wider definition. Misasik means you don't have kavana for the mitzvah. Vashomea mena misasik lo yatsa. Avala shomea mena mashmia la atzmo ma yatsa. The Mishnah says if you hear from a misasik, you're not yotze. Mash, but if you hear from somebody blowing shofar, he just does not have you in mind, you would be yotze. So let me tell you, tiyuf to the Rebbe Zera. Let's say this is a kasha on Rebbe Zera, who we had. Do'amele Rebbe Zera l'shame, ichavein v'takali. Have kavana to be motzi me in your tzkiyah. Sounds like from our Mishnah, you don't need that kavana. The Gemara says, no. Dilma aidi detana resha misasek, tana seifanami misasek. No, maybe it's just using it for parallel, but really, you don't need the kavana. Just one other line here in the Chashuk Yechemed, he quotes from a tshuva of the Rambam. Tshuva of the Rambam, where the Rambam discusses how one should blow shofar. Beis Hashem, we'll talk tomorrow about which hand to hold it in, but there's a language of the Rambam in Igeres V'tshuvos Pirkei Hatzlacha. He talks about what you should look like when you hold the shofar. Etz ba'osecha mekamsos lahachzik bo. Groncha ulashoncha uklei hakol mishamshin bahanim tkiyaso. Azecha kashuvos raglecha omdos einecha atzumos. V'yeter chalkecha nir adim v'charidim. So, Harevacha says the Chashuk Yechemed, sounds like from here that your eyes should be closed when you blow shofar. That's what he says from the Baal Tokeya. And he says, what about the people listening? Maybe that too. But he says, maybe not just for Kavanah, it's the language of the Rambam. Okay, here we go. Says the Mishnah, how many tkiyas do we need? So, as we'll see, it says in the Torah the word shrua three times. And we have a misara that you need tkiyah before and afterwards, so the minimum is going to be nine. Minimum is going to be nine, or maybe 10, or maybe 30, as we will talk about Be'ez Hashem tomorrow. Seder tkiyos, shalosh, shalosh, shalosh. The Seder of tkiyos is three sets of three. And as we'll learn, because of what I just explained. Shir tkiyah, kishalosh shruos. A shir tkiyah, how long should a tkiyah be? The length of three shruos, which is what we call shvarim today. Shir shruah, kishalosh shivavos. A shir of a shruah, which we call a shvarim today, is like three whimpers, three quick ones. Right? Like what we just, you substitute in the names. That's part one. Taka barishona umashak b'shtiyak yishtayim ein biyado ela achas. If somebody blows, and let's say you want to use the tkiyah after the previous sound, as the, you want to just do one long tkiyah, and you'll use it for the tkiyah la'achareha, for the previous one, and the tkiyah la'fanah for the next one, that doesn't work. Mashak b'shtiyak yishtayim ein biyado ela achas. That only counts as one. Me, and Tosfos here quotes all different minhagim. We, our minog today is to blow tashrat, tashat, tarat after each bracha of Shmona Esrei. Maybe in the Tila Balachas also for those minhagim, but that's what we blow. But that's not the, that was not the minog that was accepted. There's all different minhagim. The Rif quotes the minog that they did tashrat after Malchias, tashat after Zichronos, tarat after Shofros. Other people did tashrat all three. Tosfos here quotes all different minhagim in all the different places in Bavel. Look here, look in the Rush here. That's our minhag b'zmanazeh. It's all namaakev, as long as you have the minimum number of tkiyos. But there's all different minhagim exactly how to do it. It's also, Rav Soloveitchik, when he was a little boy, also dealt with a problem that Tosfos had at the beginning, that sometimes your tkiyos for your tarats, with the true in the middle, will be similar to the length of your shvarims. So, you look there in the Nefesh HaRav, and many of the Soloveitchik Svarim, they quote that Rav Soloveitchik, when he was a young boy, he had an idea of blowing five Svarim sounds. And that will help, you know, the keep the balance of all the other sounds. And his father was very excited about it, and he took him to Reb Chaim. And Reb Chaim was very excited about this, because it answers all the different problems of all Tosfos. And that's what Reb Chaim used to do in his Beis Medrash. Right? Based on what the Rav said when he was a boy. So this suggestion of five sound shvarim, so I think they do that in the Rav Shulam Maimonides, but that's based on this problem that Tosfos has here. You can look at the details. Rav Soloveitchik had an answer to that, and that's what was used. Okay. Third part of the Mishnah. Mi shebirech v'achagach l'svan lo shofar. I said all Shmona Esrei, and then I get a shofar. Tokeya, maybe I have a tokeya shalosh pamim. I gotta do I gotta blow afterwards. The Tzuri Yevin here discusses, what's the havamina not? Well, you would have thought that if you didn't have your Shmona Esrei anymore, you wouldn't have to blow shofar anymore. So Tzuri Yevin says, maybe it means you'd have to blow less. Have to blow less. Not all of them again. And part four, Kishem Shashliach Tzibur Chayev. Now this is general. We're going to talk about general Chazaras Hashatz in Tefillah. Beshem on the last daf here. Just like the Shliach Tzibur is Chayev in Shmona Esrei, Kach Kol Yachid V'Yachid Chayev. So too, every individual has to daven Shmona Esrei. Rav Gamliel Omer, Shliach Tzibur Motzias Arabi Dechov Asan. The Shliach Tzibur can be Motzi others. We'll have to see. Does that mean even if they could say it themselves or not? The Gemara will discuss it. Period. A little bit. V'hatanya, shir tkiyah k'shrua. 1 minute. Our Mishnah said that the shir of a tkiyah is shalosh shruos. And the Braisa says the shir of a tkiyah is like one shrua. So Amar Abaya says, no, it's just referring to different things. Tana di don kachashiv tkiyah dekulu bave. Our Tana is referring to all the tkiyahs of an entire set. Tkiyah of an entire set are the same sound, the length of three. Utruos de kulubavi, and the truos of all. Three tkiyos are like three truos. That's what our Mishnah means. Tana braka chashav chad babavasulo just means one and one. Really means the same thing. Just saying it in different ways. Okay, let's allude to the next four lines, and then we'll talk more about it tomorrow. Shir Shruah Gimel Yavavos, the next line. Vatanya Shir Shruah Kishlosh Shvarim. Another Brisa says the Shir of a Shruah is like three Shvarim, not three Yavavos. Yavavos are the short sounds, what we call Shruahs. Shvarim are the broken, longer, groaning sounds. Amar Abaya, Bahavade Pligi. This for sure is a machlokas. You can't say the Mishnah and the Brisa mean the same thing. Diktsiv, as the Pasuk says, Yom Shruah Yelachem. The Pasuk in Pinchas, as we spoke about a couple days ago. That's only in Pinchas, that's not in Amar. Umitar Geminon, Yom Yebava Yehelachon. Yom Shruah means Yom Yebava, a day of crying. Viksiv, Be'imei de Sisra. And it says by the mother of Sisera, Ba'ara Chalonish Kafa, when she's waiting for her child, her Sisera, to come back, she's looking outside the window, Vatiyabe Vim Sisera, and she cries, Vatiyabe, same word, Yibava. Mar Savar Ginuche Ganach, one says that is a groaning sound, Umar Savar Yilula Yalil, and one says that it is more of a wailing sound, one more like our Shvarim, one more like our Trua. Tomorrow, that's going to have to start off discussing the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi that Tosus quotes here, that the 100 kolos that we blow on Rosh Hashanah are keneged Aim Sisera. Like the Gemara says here, Ma Inyan Aim Sisera Eitzel Rosh Hashanah. Why do we want to be Mazkir Hur on this day? Be'ez Hashem, that'll be tomorrow. Then we'll have to get into the minhag of what we do. What about Nishima Achashtei Nishimos, right? All of these Halacha L'maisa elements of Shofar come up, Be'ez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll stop here.